This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Garmin chose NBAA 2009 to introduce the next generation G3000. Widescreen displays, touchscreen technology, and an improved pilot plane interface are featured, and turbine aircraft are the specific market. Honeywell reports its flight testing an improvement to Primus Epic that merges SmartView synthetic vision with infrared camera input for business jets. Cessna reports flight testing of the new CJ4 has demonstrated a top speed of 452 knots, range exceeding 1,900 nautical miles, and first deliveries are on track for the first half of next year. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton says he isn't ready to say an economic turnaround is underway, but the harbingers are here. Winglet Technology and Cessna have retrofitted five Citation 10s with elliptical winglets since the STC was received in June. Elbit Systems of America reports there are now 500 Gulfstreams flying with its Colesman Enhanced Forward Vision System. The University of North Dakota John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences says it has become the first educational institution in the U.S. to offer an undergraduate major in UAS operations. The Mexican government is teaming with Boeing and Honeywell's UOP to develop a commercially viable market for sustainable aviation biofuels sourced in Mexico. And whether it was alcohol or prescription meds may not matter for a media personality who faces 20 years in prison for allegedly interfering with a flight crew. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero Briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Garmin's Ben Kowalski explains the operating philosophies which drove the design of the new Garmin G3000, which was unveiled yesterday in Orlando on the eve of NBAA 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.